The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And so today, the final report of the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review was published. And it gives us a whole load of ideas, such as 200 kilometre per hour trains, new routes all over the island, links to Dublin, Shannon and Belfast airports. But will it ever happen? We're joined by one of those who launched it today, the Minister for Transport and the Environment, Eamon Ryan. Thank you for joining us. But realistically, how much of this is likely to happen?
Well, good afternoon, Matt. It is already happening. Can I give you some examples? Limerick. We are reopening the rail line from Limerick to Shannon Foyn's port. And it's happened actually much quicker than people thought, because it was an existing line, an old line which had been closed 20 years ago, but we were able to reopen it. It's happening in Kent Station in Cork. We're actually changing the whole Cork Metropolitan Rail system to allow trains to run from Mallow through Kent Station onto Middleton and build new stations. It's happening in Plunkett Station in Waterford and in Kent Station in Galway. We're developing the stations and with it, the potential to create metropolitan rail systems in those cities as well. Even yesterday, you'll see it was in the news today, we've got approval now for Dart Plus West. So we're going to run the Dart extended to Maynooth and to Dunboyne. And it's through planning. And we have the funding for it, so we're going to go build now. So it is happening. Now, this is a very long-term plan. It's taking those sort of initiatives and saying, where do we go next? And it is, firstly, I would argue, and this is a decision for government, this government and the next government, it is for public transport. It is recognising that this actually helps everyone, because if we go a car-based system, you just get gridlock. But if you go public transport-based system, it helps you address the housing crisis. It helps you meet your carbon targets. It helps create a better balanced country. If I was to pick out one aspect of this, it is very much about regional development. It is about building the Western Rail Corridor.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just come back to where you started and just take, for example, the Limerick Foyn's example that you have given us. If that, when that rail line is finished, will there be joined up thinking so that in Foyn's, and it stops along the way into Limerick, that there will be considerable building of new houses and apartments so that the people living there can use the rail line? Or will it be a largely redundant rail line used mainly for commercial reasons, as in moving freight, rather than moving people?
It'll start by moving freight, and that is an important economic driver, and it is going to bring huge benefit, less trucks on a road, less accidents, huge benefits. So freight is important, and I think that is important to the likes of the freight line in Foyn's or the Western Rail Corridor, or indeed reopening the line to Rosslare.
Yeah, but then what about the point of actually locating housing in Foyn's? Is there a joined up thinking to actually say, well, yes, now we can actually use that as a location where there'll be plenty of work, where plenty of people can live, and if they don't want to work in Foyn's, they can get the train into Limerick?
Yes, there will. And the revision of the National Planning Framework, which is due to go to the government in September, says exactly that. It says when we're building additional housing, we should put them close to where we have really high quality rail-based and bus-based public transport systems. So yes is the answer to that. Can I give another example of how this kind of may work? So we've already seen how it can work. I believe the introducing new stations on existing lines is relatively low cost. We're not using the lines that we have at the moment to their full capacity. I'll give you an example. From Waterford to Limerick Junction, there's two trains a day. Or from Nenagh to Limerick on the Ballybrophy line, you have three trains a day. In both those cities, we could develop metropolitan rail systems where you use existing lines. All you have to do is put an additional train onto it, a battery electric train, which gives you new service capability. Same in Waterford. Running shuttle services from the likes of Clonmel, Care, Carrick and Shore into Waterford and up to Kilkenny and east to Wexford. That's using existing lines where there isn't a huge cost. What we've seen in the past, you know this from experience, you remember probably the time before that there was rail services to Cove. And when we reintroduced that, it suddenly took off, both benefited Cork and Cove. Similarly, when we reintroduced rail services on the Limerick Ennis line, used to be there about 20 years ago, immediately it helped both Ennis and Limerick and demand took off. And what I'm arguing, what this plan sets out, is a similar vision, that when you provide high quality public transport, it benefits our cities and towns. And I think what's particularly important, because we know there's a lot of investment coming in Dublin. We know we're going to build the metro in Dublin. We're going to do Dart Plus. We're going to do Bus Connects, do rail line to Navan. But actually, I think the key critical issue is, how do we get Cork, Galway, Waterford, Limerick to grow at the safe, not faster pace? And I think it's investing in the metropolitan rail networks in those cities is going to be the game changer. And what this plan sets out is one of the aspects.
Yeah, but what about frequency? Because one of the many complaints that we hear from people about saying is that if they want to use public transport, that it doesn't start early enough in the day or finish late enough in the evening to facilitate their work patterns. Or you have an issue whereby if you don't live necessarily close to a train station, that there's issues in relation to parking there if you have to use your car for a partial journey.
Yeah, now this will, if the plan delivered, will see some 700,000 people living within, additional people living within 5 kilometres of a railway station. You're right, we do need to increase the frequency. We've seen that work in the likes of Cork when we went to an hourly service. We are introducing that now as one of the projects that are agreed and funded and being delivered. Hourly services coming from Belfast, that'll start towards the end of this year. And we've also done it. There was a recent change in the timetable, which actually transformed the service. If you've talked to anyone on the Wex, on the Waterford line or on the Limerick line, there has been actually very significant improvement. We put significant additional capacity, and we've more coming. We've ordered a lot of new ICR rail carriages and also new battery electric Dart trains. So they will give us the potential and the capacity to increase the number of services. The two or three other investments this plan sets out we need to make. There are certain key sections in the line where we need to twin track it. If you give an example, Limerick Junction to Limerick, it's a single carriageway line. Similarly, Port Arlington West, anyone would take in the Galway or Westport train would know capacity is now constrained on those lines. So there are some more short sections where we can go twin track in places like that, which would actually dramatically increase the capacity.
But why not just get on with it and do it? Because even earlier you mentioned Navan. On this show for over 20 years, we've been talking about when is Navan going to get its train line? And these things are said, great idea, we must do it, and they don't get done. And it's the same with the airports. How long is it going to take before we get a train line running to Dublin Airport, for example?
Well, the Metro is, we're waiting a planning decision. Expected to get by the end of this year, maybe slightly delayed because of request for further information, but it's pretty much in that time frame. Subject to not being judicially reviewed, and subject, or the courts being quick in turning around any such judicial review decision, I'm absolutely convinced we can have that airport connection up and running early in the next decade. I similarly believe, though, and it's important, going back to my key point here, better balanced regional development, one of the projects in this plan is a rail link to Shannon Airport. And I do believe, to make sure that we don't just see all the development tipping off onto the East Coast, that that short connection, either from Cracklow or Six Mile Bridge into Shannon Town and the airport, would actually transform and help Limerick City develop in the way it needs to grow. And this plan sets out the timelines and the mechanisms for doing it. What I've asked is, the European Investment Bank, who have real expertise in this area, to come back to me in the autumn, in September, October at the latest, and set out the prioritisation and the funding that would be required for the first 10 years of this three-decade implementation. And I have real confidence in Éireann Road Éireann's ability to deliver. They've shown they can do it. Similarly, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, who are responsible for building the Metro and the Lewis, we are actually good at building rail systems in this country, and this plan is by and large using existing lines where you don't have the same planning and other difficulties if you were building a completely new rail network. About 100 years ago, we had the most dense rail network in the world. We had about 5,000 kilometres of railway line. We lost half of it in the subsequent century. But now actually realising we need to go back to rail, because it does deliver, as I said, really good compact development. It delivers really good housing solutions where people are close to public transport, and it gives you that better balanced regional development.
Okay, well, talking about regional development, I imagine that already there are people getting in touch from Donegal. This is an all-island initiative. Are we going to be getting trains to the likes of Donegal, perhaps leveraging off the possibilities of connecting with the rail system north of the border?
Yes. Actually, in the consultation which we did 2 years ago now, that was probably the most consistent response. The fact that the northwest of the island hadn't been properly connected. It was interesting, and I absolutely insist in that any enhancement to the northwest had to include connection into Donegal, which is included in the plan. Now, the question is, how do you get there? Well, some may have argued initially, well, you could run along the existing rail service from Belfast to Derry, running along the northern coast, along via Coleraine and so on. The alternative which has been presented by the plan, which I suppose is the one really big new additional piece of infrastructure which doesn't have an existing rail line, is a proposal to run from Portadown west, if anyone would think about the map here, be able to visualise it. Portadown, Dungannon, Oma, Strabane, Letterkenny and Derry. And the interesting thing about that project is it really jumped out as having economic benefit, because each of those towns, from Letterkenny, Strabane, Oma, Dungannon, they're all very significant towns and would hugely benefit. And there'd be very large patronage, going back to the point I made earlier on, that when you connect towns to cities, it actually benefits both the town and the city. And there's a pent-up demand there, which I think in that... Now, listen, that's not a small project. That would require significant funding, and the UK government at the moment is not in as positive a position as the Irish government when it comes to funding infrastructure. Their announcement yesterday that they have a $22 billion hole creates a real difficulty in terms of investment in any infrastructure in the UK for the next number of years. But I think it's the right strategic direction and choice, and one that we will support. So I agree, Letterkenny and Donegal have to be connected as part of this plan, and they are.
Okay, we leave it there. Thank you very much, Minister for Transport and the Environment, Eamon Ryan.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.